Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette. Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be in our safe zone this afternoon. And I have to tell you, I'm going to give a shout out to all the Whisperers over there on Wisdom. You Wisdom Whisperers are awesome. It's so great to connect with you all. And don't forget, if you would like to ask a question, please feel free to call in today on topic at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And don't forget, you know that Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They put in our episodes, every last one, a live chat box, so you can drop your comments, your questions, or if you want me to reiterate something, please just drop it into the chat. But also, I want to make sure that you all are giving each other dignity and respect and honoring everyone's opinions. So please make sure that you show kindness to each other, because that's what makes our show so rich, is that we all have opinions. And even if we express them, make sure you express them with dignity and respect, and watch your language as well, because there are some that may not speak in that way. So with that being said, everyone, please enjoy yourselves. And don't forget, there is a live link in our description box to our Whisperers Exchange News Journal. If you haven't joined yet, please come on, join our community, because we have some beautiful articles in there. Things that are coming up that are just going to be so incredible. And also, we always give broadcasting notes inside of there, so you definitely want to be a part of the community. So let's get into today's discussion. Woo! Navigating career setbacks to success. Woo! You know, the title tells you this is going to be a powerful discussion. So, you know, I like to give a clear meaning or a definition in each one of our episodes. So this isn't going to be any different, Whispers. We're going to get the meaning and the understanding of navigating, okay? So navigating means plan and direct the routine or the route or course to walk or find one's way. Let me give it to you again. Navigating means to plan, direct the routine or route or course to walk or find one's way. You know, Whisperers, who haven't had to face career setbacks in their lives? But see, navigating career setbacks to success feels, looks, and resonates a little deeper than any other setback. And that's the truth of the matter. Throughout our careers, we encounter challenges that test our resilience, our patience, our determination. Lord. See, these setbacks can take the form of missed opportunities, rejections, failures, or even unforeseen obstacles. It doesn't always have to be a layoff. It can even be milestones that we wanted to meet in our careers that aren't met, that are career setbacks to our success. But Whispers, it's important to realize that setbacks are not indicative, like a sign. It's not indicative, so it's not a sign of your worth or of our worth, but rather opportunities for growth and transformation. So many of you all may have joined me during the pre-show, and I gave out some real kind of balancing work and different levels that we're going to tap into this discussion. And I told you guys to keep those those counterparts or those tumblers in mind, because they will go along with the master keys in our discussion, because that's how it is. I always tell you that we're going to put things into a full circle moment that we can connect the dots. So triumphs over trials, right? That's our theme for all of season 7. But if we think about triumphs over trials, it requires a mindset shift. So this past year, I was producing a journal called Shifting Mindsets. And it was a powerful journal to help you to shift your mindset. And we moved it to a different platform, and it's by subscription base only. And in that article, in that beautiful journal, it really spoke about why mind shifting is necessary for us to keep us on our trajectory. So, you know, everything, no matter what we are working on, for self-growth, it requires that mind shift. It requires a reality check. It's about embracing setbacks as valuable lessons rather than insurmountable roadblocks. Insurmountable. That word literally means that you can't climb over, you can't go under, you can't go around it. It's just the do-all, end-all, and be-all. And that's not what setbacks should be. When we change our perspective, and you know, you might need a little perspective every now and then. We open the door to innovation, creativity, and adaptability. Innovation, creativity, adaptability. See, those elements require that we turn toward, notice the alities, these T's that we're going into. See, often we turn away from life rather than towards it. We got to be willing to face it, face front. We are masters of avoidance. I hate to tell you that, but yes, as people, that's what we do. We, if we can avoid, avoid. Avoid it at all cost. Do not cross. Do not go. What's on that Monopoly board? You do not get to get $200. You do not cross, you do not get $200. But if we want to be present, and notice that word present, it means to be centered, it means to be in the moment. So if we want to be present to enjoy life and be more effective in it, right? We must orient ourselves towards facing issues. So maybe some of you all have been in the practice or the habit of the runaway, the escape artist. But see, for us to really be able to navigate our pathway to success through setbacks, it requires of us to really face forward. It requires of us not to run. It requires of us to show up. I have to tell you, Whisperers, I'm a realist. And I think some of you already know that. You've been with me long enough to really understand. I'm a realist. I'm transparent. I'm a little bit of all these things, right? I'm willing to accept situations for whatever it is. Whatever comes, comes. And sometimes those situations that are so hard and are setbacks, they're a hard pill to swallow. They're the most bitter taste in your mouth. But always prepare to handle things accordingly. I'm always willing to shift it in my mindset. I always have to be willing to digest it in a way that I can go on and forge forward. Because it requires certain elements and things about us, which means I have to be present and have the forethought of how I'm going to deal with matters. even when I'm dealing in business, when I'm dealing with things in my life, whatever it is, I have to be willing to see how it's going to set up, how I'm going to handle it. And when we are guided by reality or those realistic principles, we develop a deeper capacity. We develop a stronger Teflon of capacity. Notice those words that I'm using. This discussion, you are going to be very aware of the words that I'm speaking into it. Because see, sometimes our discussions require certain words to be placed into them. So we are able to understand what it means to navigate career setbacks to success. What it means to navigate life's hard challenges. Remember, some of the most successful individuals and organizations have risen from the ashes of failure. They're leveraging setbacks as catalysts for their achievements. I love when we get to sit in our lounge here at the Whisperers Lounge and get to really kind of have these deeper conversations. Because see, they're not surface conversations. And when we're talking about setbacks, we cannot speak on a surface level. It requires that we really speak into these conversations. It requires that transparency and the willingness of pulling back the curtains, peeling off the band-aids, cleaning out the sore and the dry rot, and everything else gets sorted out. So this way you can have success. This way you can pivot, shift, and change the mindset. So to navigate setbacks successfully, Whisperers, we must develop an arsenal. Notice the words. Arsenal of skills. Resilience stands at the forefront. It stands. It's like breastplate of armor. It's like that real kind of guard right there. It's strong. It's determined. See, resiliency is that forefront, that layer, that frontal part. And it's empowering us to bounce back stronger after each setback. Adaptability enables us to pivot our strategies and embrace changes. You know, we had that discussion last week on resilience through adversity. And we keep hearing this word of resilience coming into our discussions throughout this whole season. So this must be the true master key to triumphing over trials. So this is the master key that goes along with all the other keys that will turn the secret tumblers to open up those secret doors and the hidden compartments. See, it will keep us that it's the persistent fuel, our drive to keep moving forward, even in the path or the pathway that seems treacherous. That's what resiliency does. So we must embrace our lives as they are rather than as we wish them to be. You know, sometimes people get caught up living in the facade of the life. Meaning this, some people live their lives through the social media pages of other people's lives. They're pretending to live and be certain things or have certain things a certain way, and then lo and behold, when you see them and it's forth right in front of your face, it's nothing of that way. It's the smoke and mirrors effect. But as people, we have to be willing to go beyond giving ourselves the pretense, going beyond, oh, I'm fine, but literally you're not. You're falling to pieces. So being persistent or being present means being present to life that you have right here and now. See, there's freedom in taking life as it comes to us, the good, bad, or indifferent, or so-so. Or maybe wonderful with some tragic mixed into it. You never know what the story is. But when we embrace it all, we have a real chance, Whisperers, to enjoy life, to value our experiences, and to mine the treasure that are there for the taking, to mine the treasures. You realize that that means that we're going to be digging up some great things that have value within inside of ourselves. I just get excited when I get to talk about things like this. See, Whisperers, I've been through some things in this literal 24 years of business that would just knock your socks off. And things that have helped to shape me and make me a better businesswoman, a better therapist, a better person. These trials have taught me that I'm stronger than I thought I could be, would be, or ever be. They've also helped me not to be naive in my life, my relationships, and my career. Because see, when you start to thrive in this space and navigating the setbacks in your career, you start to have that ability to navigate things differently. You start to have innovation. Ooh, you better lean in. Did you hear that? You start to have innovation. So when we surrender to like the reality of who we are, we give ourselves a chance to do what we do best. We give ourselves permission to let go of what we cannot do, what is not in our wheelhouse, and what we are not willing to put ourselves through. See, just hearing myself say these words to you has me so revved up. It lets me know it's okay to stumble. It's okay for me to have setbacks. It's okay for me to have to pivot. It's okay to have a mind shift. It is okay. You know, when I came back on the air after my mom passed, I told you it is okay not to be okay. Because it is the truth in the matter. It is okay not to be okay with just accepting things and just being at a half pace when you are navigating through these trials. It is just in a space, in a place that we have to be willing to see ourselves. You know, I think this is a good space for me to take a quick commercial break and come back in. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Welcome back, Whisperers. Before the commercial break, we were really leaning into the powerful elements of navigating career setbacks to success. You know, this made me think for us to navigate setbacks successfully, we must be, you know, I said we had to develop an arsenal of skills. So that's what we're going to do today. See, resiliency stands at the forefront, as I told you. It enables us to pivot our strategies and embrace the challenges. See, persistence fuels or drives us to keep moving. Persistence keeps us moving forward, even when the path seems like we can't go any further. Grant us the gift of introspection. They compel us to reassess our goals. And see, sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to be willing to reevaluate and self-discover. See, it allows us to then reassess our values, reassess our priorities, reassess the way that maybe we even see ourselves. Because with invitation to recalibrate our course and align our actions with our aspirations, you realize that? That's what this is. So when we get to recalibrate our course, it's much like with our cars. They have to be recalibrated so they meet with the safety systems and all. So our cars can detect even blind spots. So I have on my SUV, literally it has like the warnings. Like if there's someone in a blind spot, the car will blink. It gives you like a warning. But one of the sensories were off and it needed to be recalibrated because when there was nothing there, it was saying something was there. That literally it had to be recalibrated. So this way I would be able to tell if there was something or someone in that blind spot. So it didn't even allow me to, you know, make mistakes to get over on someone. So much like how I had to get that recalibrated, it's the same thing that we want to make sure that we are doing and placing certain elements and points where they are so we can detect the obstacles that come up in our lives. So we can detect when there is something that is a little off. Because see, that's what helps us to navigate in that setback when it comes to our careers, when it comes to our lives, when it comes to our relationships. You realize that these tools that you learn right now, currently, in this discussion, you literally can take all of these tools and apply them into your life, into the things that are affecting you, impacting you, or even making you derail from your course. So sometimes you got to come back and listen so you can pick up the necessary tools to put into place to help you move towards your trajectory. And that trajectory is always that we are moving into a better mindset, into a better heart space, into a better place and caring for ourselves and the destination of where we want to be in that face of whatever success is for you. See? You know, we have great examples or stories of those who had triumphed over trials in their careers. And I tell you all the time about Tyler Perry. But there's Bill Gates, and many of you all know the author J.K. Rowling. You know she wrote that Harry Potter books and series and stuff. But her manuscript was rejected numerous times before becoming a global sensation. I mean, literally, people told her this was garbage. And you see how huge it blew up. But see, in that moment of setback, she did not take that and just say, oh, I have to give up. Oh, it's over. No. She sat back in that place and she was resilient through adversity. She reevaluated and self-discovered. She became innovative in her problem solving. And she built her network and her support system stronger in place so she could keep moving. But Whispers, do you know that Steve Jobs was ousted from the company he co-founded even? Yes, he was. He was ousted only to return and revolutionize the tech industry. They threw the man out. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, we need you. Come back here. So imagine how painful and devastating that had to be to him. Imagine how horrible that had to be for him. But see, he didn't allow that to derail him. He didn't allow this to stop him, but he allowed it to shift his mindset. He allowed him to look outside in that innovative manner to see where and what he needed to do. And now all of you and all of us are like, Apple this, Apple that, iPhone this, iPhone that. You look, before the new iPhone comes out, somebody's already like, oh, I can't wait till the new iPhone comes out so I could trade this one in. This one just needs to, there's nothing wrong with their phone. But because it's the latest, the greatest, and the newest innovation, solving problems. Oh, you don't need one camera, you need 12. See? He literally pivoted. And see, these examples are teaching us that setbacks are not defeat, stories to greatness. Big stories to success. If you're not excited over this and you don't feel charged up, guess what? You need to come back and listen to this on replay. Because you got to shift your mindset. You got to pivot your thought process and let it kind of warm your heart. You got to let it now uproot the weeds that have been planted there that are telling you that you cannot succeed. We must be willing to accept success and failure as part of our career journey. Notice I said journey. Because that's what life is. Life is a journey. It is going to take you on some trips that you'll be like, I got to tell you this story. Let me tell you what happened. And I have stories in my life, even from when I was a kid to up to adulthood, that if I told you, you'd be like, what? I'm like, yeah. Because life is a journey. We're all learning. No one gets it right all the time. No one gets it right every single time. We are all growing. We are all pushing for something we believe in. And challenges that arise in our career path is something that we must learn to handle, not to tear ourselves down. You know, that word, failure, you're going to get to hear next week something powerful. Because like I said, every discussion goes in alignment and is built out a certain way because of how I want you all to build upon these beautiful qualities of triumph over trials. So it requires of us to actually look at certain things in different aspects. So next week, please make sure you come back because it is another element and another master key that you must have. See, that means we must be willing to give ourselves, well, better yet, we must be willing to show ourselves self-compassion to help us stay in the game and not just the short game. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. Many times when I'm working with my clients, many of them have to go and they have to really understand and they must do the necessary homework on what self-compassion really is and what self-compassion really means towards Y-O-U. Because, see, we know what self-compassion is when we show it to others. But, see, self-compassion has a different texture, tone, and feel when it applies to ourselves. And so many times as people, we don't understand that. So it really is something that I teach about and I really place in that space with clients. I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're a woman. Or whatever you are. Many people don't understand how self-compassion sounds, feels, and tastes on themselves. And those of us that know what this real quality means and how it should sound, it's a different way that we speak into ourselves. It's a different way that we even place setbacks when we have those stumbling blocks. See, I like to tell my employees that we are no longer trying to do anything. And I tell my friends and my family that too. We don't try. We are doing it. Because when we are doing, that means we are in the process of allowing ourselves to grow. So sometimes when you keep saying, I am trying, you are trying to allow yourself an excuse to fail. Because see, when we are doing, that means that we are putting forth the action. We are diligent at it and we are pressed for it. And I told you guys, I am a person who has clear intention, aim, purpose, direction. So I am always doing, even in the face of setbacks. Oh, my career, LaPaz, this has been a journey. It's been a journey. Imagine starting a business when you're 18 years old. I mean, told you all, young and dumb is a real thing. It's a real thing. But there's setbacks in that too. But there's triumphs in it too, because see, the things that may have set me back, I learned. And I'm a real businesswoman. And I've taken pride in learning the lessons through the setbacks that I've faced. I have taken pride in the lessons of even some of the pitfalls that I have faced. Because, see, it gives me texture. It gives me the ability to even resonate with others. Because I can see certain things, hear certain things. And sometimes, as I said, it's not that when we go through life setbacks that we hoard all the knowledge that we get because we're too selfish to share it. No, it requires that sometimes we have to be willing to teach it. So we need to be willing to stumble sometimes. We need to be willing to see that there is greatness in these setbacks because there's lessons in them. We need to be willing to be doing, to overcome. Because see, when you're doing, that means it's motive and motivation. And sometimes that's what we have to be willing to do. But we're on this. And I tell even my employees that we're going on a trip, and we may stumble, but we are falling forward all the time, and each lesson teaches us resiliency. Each lesson gives us an opportunity to reevaluate, to discover, and be innovative, and push us in ways that we didn't even know we were capable of doing. But each lesson teaches where we are to land in our minds, where we are to land in our hearts. And each lesson is there for us to aid and to direct and to help us to triumph over trials. That's how you navigate setbacks in your career. See, Whisperers, I can't tell you that you're not going to face things, because that would be just a dream. See, navigating career setbacks to success is not a linear journey, transformative one. The setbacks we face today are the seeds of the success we will reap tomorrow. So let us embrace the setbacks as our teachers. Oh, yeah, our teachers. Failure or those setbacks, those little setbacks are stepping stones. And challenges are opportunity. That's what it is. Challenge is our opportunity. So as we navigate these turbulent waters, remember that with the right mindset, unwavering determination, and a community of supporters, we are destined to triumph over trials and emerge stronger. We are destined to triumph over trials and emerge wiser. We are destined to triumph over trials and be more successful than we could ever imagine. I got to tell you guys, I love being able to pour into this, to sit in a space that even I get to reflect in this conversation. Because, see, it helps us to know that we're building out stronger and better. Now, one element that I didn't touch on and I want to touch on before it's time for us to get ready to wrap, too, is this. See, sometimes as people, we think we have to go through these hardships or these trials alone. And that's not what we're supposed to do and what we have to do. So some of your top people, and some of them that I named in this discussion, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, even the Rowling, J.K. Rowling, they have mentors. They have support systems and networks that they have in place. And they bump these ideas off of each other. And they come in and they have a different perspective that they give. See, that's that innovative thinking, because it's outside of the box. And right now, your mind might be inside the box and it just can't get out because you're just stuck and you're struggling. But see, when you have good support systems in place, you're able to then have that innovative thinking and that innovative problem solving. You're able to see it from a bird's eye view because someone is giving you that nice little pedestal to stand on, to look down on. It's giving you that bird's eye view that you need. So that requires that sometimes you have to be willing to even look at your network. That requires of us to really take into countenance of what our network is either really placing or diminishing. And sometimes we may be afraid to do that because if I get rid of this friend, I don't have no friends. Well, how do you know if you don't get rid of that friend, that next friend that you need right there in that space, that support that you need is not waiting right there for you? Because see, that's that fear. That's navigating through certain setbacks. We got to let it go to be able to move forward. And that's what it requires of us sometimes. And sometimes you need professional help. And I tell you all the time, tap into me. The link in every description box to my calendar. It's a consultation. And it costs you nothing. But it also may give you perspective. Because sometimes that's what we need. Be afraid to ask. See, Steve Jobs was not afraid. See, Oprah Winfrey was not afraid. See, Sonia Leray is not afraid. So it means that we have to be willing to shift and pivot the mindset. I can't believe how fast our time goes in here, Whispers. I really can't. You know, it's always so quick, but don't worry. You know, we have the after show, and that's at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over on our YouTube channel. And it's real kickback. It's nice. You guys get to come in and chit-chat in the chat box just like here, but it's a little bit more kickback. It's not a long show. It's about 30 minutes. But we get to kind of pour in a little bit more than what we get to, you know, I got to give you dessert. As I always say, we have a great meal. I gave you an appetizer at 1 o'clock. I gave you a great dinner and a nice, you know, buffet over here at 3. And I come over and get some dessert at 4:15. On the YouTube channel. Make sure that you like and subscribe so you're notified each and every time a new episode comes up or when I go live over there at 4:15. And make sure that you're subscribed to our journal, our Whispers Exchange journal. There's a live link in the description box. And next week, I'm going to give you some broadcasting notes because November is coming up and we're going to go on our fall break. But that's a short little break, so just to let you know, but I always love to keep you all informed of what we're doing, and that's why it's so important for you to be in our community, especially for our Instagram page, our newsletter that goes out to you guys every week, because we keep you really abreast of everything. If you would like to connect with us on social media, on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast, we have our own Facebook page, which is Whisper in a Bottle. And, you know, we're not sure if we're going to still be on X or what. So, but just to let you know, if we're not, we're going to be moving over to Threads and we're trying to decide what we're going to be doing exactly. So just to let you know, that's just an FYI for all of you all. And so with that being said, everyone, until we get together on the after show. And if you don't join me on the after show, don't worry. I'll see you again. We'll listen to each other again on next Friday at 3 p.m. So until then, I am Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness consultant, motivational speaker. But by far, I'm always Whispers honored to say that I am your host here on Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Friday. All right, guys, talk to you soon. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.